A small knot of scientists and visitors milled around on the banks of the Panama Canal, chatting about the $5 billion expansion program now underway to widen the canal to accommodate the ever-fatter freighters that ply the planet's seas. Mr. Rincon quietly pulled out a few digging tools from his backpack. He squatted down near an unremarkable-looking patch of pebbles and broken rock, and began methodically scraping away in the dirt as the group continued to talk. Scientists and guests alike gasped with amazement that in a mere 15 minutes of work, Mr. Rincon had unearthed a big, beautiful fossilized femur bulging up pertly from the earth. He guessed that the femur belonged to an extinct species of llama that lived in the area some 20 million years ago. Starting around 10 million years ago, the Isthmus of Panama began to form, and researchers are finding that the tiny country is one of the most geologically complex places on Earth. Four tectonic plates are colliding in Panama, a configuration not found anywhere else in the world. These days, Mr. Rincon and scores of other scientists are digging as fast as they can in the shadows of the five-year Panama Canal expansion project begun last year. The moment workers blast open a new cut, researchers move in immediately and gather what data they can. Built a century ago, the 80-kilometer shortcut between the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans can grant passage only to boats carrying up to 65,000 tons of cargo, while many of today's mega freighters now haul up to 300,000 tons. As a result, the Panama Canal has been losing business to other transoceanic routes, and with canal tolls amounting to close to $100,000 per ship per one-way crossing, the government decided it had no choice but to widen and straighten the canal. For scientists, the massive engineering project promises a spectacular opportunity.